first. 0-1 to Ike. Line drive, base hit up the middle. Mainers will score. Weiss will hold up at second. The Tigers regain the lead. It's 6-5 Auburn.
Three more hits and a big at-bat in the first inning. First two are retired, and then you come up and get the scoring started. Just take me through what's going through your mind in that first at-bat of the game tonight.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, in the pregame, you know, I was telling McMurray and Bobby, like, I think we're facing John Armstrong pretty much for them. And, you know, when they're doing a guy like that, facing a guy like that, you know, you got to try to go the other way with the sinker and let your eyes take you in on the breaking ball. And, you know, he threw me that same breaking ball, and it was in for a ball. And, you know, you just keep those things in the back of your head. And, you know, then I got one, and I thought it was huge just to get a little momentum back. Say strike first, and, you know, whenever somebody scores on you, you got to score something back. You know, you got to get a little momentum back because, you know, it's hard to get momentum, and it's even harder to keep it. And, you know, you saw that, you know, after mine falls and for a home run, Amisa Ballou with a big swing. You see McMurray, Hall, Pierce, everybody in the lineup was connected and was on time.
Yeah. You guys do that offensively twice in the first inning and second. They score in the top. You guys score more in the second than what they got in the top. Talk a little more about how important that is and linking those at-bats together.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing was our pitching staff right there. I mean, you look and Carson Myers comes in and, you know, keeps a zero, puts a zero on the board. And then, you know, as an offense, it's pretty easy, you know, when we're swinging it well, you know, to just go with the flow of things. And I think you saw that with our hitters. And, you know, it's huge to get that one late. You know, make it a grand slam to tie instead of a three-run shot. And so, you know, with McMurray doing that, and, you know, you look up at the scoreboard, they scored five in two innings and then, you know, all zeros. So credits to our bullpen.
Yeah. Defense played well tonight, too. Take me through the play. They've got runners at the corners. Guy goes from first. You make the throw. Cooper cuts in front of it, and then you tag the guy at home. Take us through that play.
Yeah, you know, that's something we practice a lot. And, you know, we executed it to perfection. I mean, I thought we had him at second, but Cooper decided to come home with it to make the fans happy. But it was, you know, just like we drew it up in practice. And, you know, you practice that so many times in the fall and then in the spring, and then, you know, even yesterday, you know, we practiced some of that. And so it's just a testament to our coaches.
All right, talk me through catching John Armstrong there as he did what he did over those last four innings.
Yeah, I mean, he was on autopilot. It was really impressive to see, you know. And in that time, you just want to stay as quiet as possible. Like, man, I wasn't saying a word to him because, man, I didn't want to mess him up, and he was really impressive. And the biggest thing was is he got a one. He threw strike one early in counts, and then they had their hitter guessing, and that's hard to do. You know, when a pitcher always gets up 0-1, you know, as a hitter, it really sucks, you know, because you're already in a hole. And so John was just on autopilot, landed every pitch for a strike, and, you know, he was who he is. And, you know, we just got to have more guys do that, and we'll be A-okay.
Three hits, more importantly, a big team win. Game one of the series. Congrats on this one, Ike. Thanks for the visit. War Eagle.
Yeah, thank you. War Eagle.
Ike Irish joining us here on the Regions Bank postgame show.
Armstrong gets his sign, comes set. 2-2 pitch to Reese. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and the Tigers win. Armstrong shuts the door on Tennessee. The Tigers get the win on a Friday night in the SEC. Auburn 9, Tennessee 5.
Talk it over with John Armstrong now. Four strong innings for the Tigers. They close it out. And John, you look like you were awfully, awfully comfortable out there tonight.
Yeah, it felt really good. All my pitches were moving pretty good and comfortable with Ike behind the plate, and it was just a good day to throw baseball.
Yeah. Looked like your first couple of innings, the off-speed stuff was working best. Take me through sort of the pitch plan against a team that's awfully good against fastballs.
Yeah, they are really good against fastballs. So we knew that coming in that we needed to do something else other than just throw fastballs by them. Even with a good fastball, they can hit it really far. So changeup, slider, keeping them off the fastball so I can go back to it late was a key part.
Yeah, and then you do that. Those last couple innings, the fastball is a little more featured player, and you were putting that all over the strike zone too.
Mm-hmm. It just felt really good, and then I realized that I could kind of throw the fastball a little bit more towards the end. It was feeling really good coming out, so I just threw it more.
How much do you hear the fans? The second straight home SEC game where Auburn sets an attendance record. How much do you hear that, or are you able to kind of tune it out?
Attendance record, that's great for Auburn. I can hear it, but it's not like super loud for me, just like kind of locked in. But if I'm in the dugout, I can definitely hear them for sure.
Was there any doubt you were going back out for the night?
I was going back out. I knew that.
Yeah.
Teeth knew that. We all knew that.
All right. Very good. Appreciate the visit. Congrats on this one, John. War Eagle.
Thank you. War Eagle.
freshman from here in Auburn, getting a chance in the lineup tonight. First and second, two outs, the pitch. High fly ball by Ballou to deep right field, and Auburn takes the lead. Holy cow, a drive over the back 40 and right. Second home run for Cade Ballou. Five straight two-out hits, and the Tigers take the lead.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Second straight game, Coach. Second straight home SEC game that you set an attendance record here at Plainsman Park, and they witnessed a tremendous showing from your offense those first two innings, and then the bullpen once again was spectacular.
Yeah, this Tennessee team, best offense in the SEC, come out and just absolutely put three on us before we could settle into the ball game. But the resilience of our offense, kind of a reversal of our series last week, and our offense just came to play tonight, and it was, man, I tell you, those first couple innings, I thought this score, it was going to be 20 to something to 20 something. And then, you know, we started getting them in between swings just a little bit when Carson Myers got in the ball game, and he gave us good length. I really thought the way we're going to try to attack this weekend, there'd be more than three guys that throw in the ball game. And then, man, when we got the ball to John Armstrong tonight, we've been waiting for something elite, especially on a Friday night or game one of a series. And he threw the most pitches he ever has in his career, had his stuff set. He got it all the way to the finish line. Just an elite outing by John Armstrong, and just something to build on, and tremendous. But the resiliency, the defense, we had a first, third, Weiss doesn't have a play at second. He crashes, returns the throw home. While Myers is out there, we got a big double play that McMurray caught at first and tackled the bag for a big double play, and I think we had a runner thrown out. I thought we played our hearts out, and we've been playing our hearts out, and this team's been fun to absolutely work with and kind of stay in it a little bit, if you will, and to see them get an outcome, I think it's good. This is our first win on game one of an SEC series, so I'm thankful this team at least gets to come out here in game two with a chance to win a series for the first time.
No doubt. If you would talk a little bit about what you thought the key was when Carson got out there. I know this Tennessee team is, you know, they hit the fastball so well, and he was landing those off-speed pitches for strikes and getting a few swings and misses too.
Just enough lefties, you know. So hopefully we had Bauman up a little bit. You know, Burke's an elite hitter. That was the guy we didn't want to beat us. He jumps right out with a double early in the ball game, but he's hitting in that two hole. But for the most part, we did a decent job on him. He's such a good hitter. Armstrong's rolling. He gets him 0-2 right there that could finish the ball game. And 0-2, 93, the best bolt of the night for Armstrong. And he sharply puts it in the left field. So came up at the right time. And, you know, even like the sacrifice fly when Connell, one of their guys that feels like he's been in the league forever, a lefty, they intentionally walk Irish, and McMurray gets a sack fly. Every one of those runs are huge. With as good offense we're playing, you know, I wanted a 5-run lead, but, you know, we'll take the 4-run lead because these guys are that good, and that's how good Armstrong was tonight.
Ike's only a sophomore, but I'm going to talk about him like a long-standing veteran. Three more hits tonight for him. He and then your freshman, Cade Ballou, kind of bookend five straight at-bats in that important first inning. Just we could single out a lot of guys, but offensively, those two at-bats in particular, after the first two are retired in the first and Ike hits the home run to get the scoring started, and then Cade with the 3-run homer.
Yeah, just a freshman to do that, because I know coaches in our league talk about it. You talk about it in the radio booth. TV guys talk about it. Fans talk about it, how old this has gotten, and for freshmen to be able to do something now. He showed that it can be done, and he's absolutely been building for that. He's hit another home run. He had a pinch hit the other night. We had a tough draw with a lower slot right-hander, so he's been earning his way in there, jumps in there, makes the most of that start, because that absolutely erased everything and got us right back in the driver's seat, in the lead, and kind of settled the game for us. And a huge swing. He's so talented. If he can just let the game come to him, and he can absolutely do some things to help us now, and that's good to see out of a young player.
Coach, we appreciate the visit. Congrats on this one. We'll see you tomorrow with a chance to win the series. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
All right, that's head coach Butch Thompson. Tigers get the win tonight.